Hey, welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, the podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Ariel Nissenblatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. You can learn more and subscribe at earbuds.audio. Feedback with Earbuds brings you podcast recommendations, insights from our curators, tips on creating audio content, and community updates. There are so many podcasts to listen to these days. How do you choose? We're here to break it down for you. This episode of Feedback with Earbuds is brought to us by Bring Birds Back. Bring Birds Back is a podcast hosted by Tanijah Hamilton about the joy of birds and the ways that humans can help them through simple, everyday actions. Listen to Bring Birds Back wherever you get your podcasts. We are also sponsored by Recommendo. Recommendo is a weekly newsletter about six cool things that they personally use and like. It takes less than 2 minutes to read. You can subscribe at recommendo.com. Hey, Ariel here. Welcome to this week's Feedback with Earbuds, the place for all things podcasts and recommendations. Last week, our theme was Our Bodies. Our curator was Allison Berenger, creator and host of the podcast Bodies, which is supported by KCRW. Her episode picks were from Articles of Interest, Here Be Monsters, Embodied, This is Uncomfortable, and her show, Bodies. Thank you, Allison, for curating that list. If you missed it, you can find it in the show notes of this episode. This week, our podcast recommendation theme is a reflection on love in our modern era. Our curator is Kiara Santella, producer of the podcast Love Items. You'll hear from Kiara in a bit about why she picked this theme and what episodes she chose. After that, you'll learn about our spotlight pick, Sapiens, a podcast for everything human. After the spotlight pick, we've got our fiction podcast pairing brought to us by our friends at Realm Media. And last, I'll share some podcast industry news and tidbits before we close out the show for the week and send you off to listen to some more podcasts. Now, let's get to Kiara to tell us about this week's theme, a reflection on love in our modern era.
Hello, everyone. My name is Chiara Santella, and I am an Italian podcast producer working for Studio Centa, a multilingual podcast production. Before working in podcasting, I used to work in the film industry as a production sound mixer. In fact, sound has always been my tool to experience life and confront the world. The theme I chose is love. And the reason lies in the fact that love is one of the most shared feelings that people around the world feel. But even if throughout history, lots of creators, writers, scientists, and artists investigated this puzzling emotion that shapes our lives, we never stop asking ourselves questions around it. The first podcast episode I picked up for this selection is True Love, from Have You Heard George's podcast, in which the protagonist guides us to the importance of the shared experience of love. The second episode I chose is Moaning, from Moonface. This episode starts with a moan and guides the listener into the character's journey thanks to the power of sound design. The third episode I chose is Good Vibes, from Love Items, a rom-com fiction podcast that tells the story of Chloe, an AI researcher that discovers that Elok, her AI assistant, has the power to analyze the love in the objects. Throughout this episode, Elok will analyze a vibrator, and Chloe will explain why humans use vibrators. The fourth episode I chose is Dating, Sex, and Scotty I'm Famous, from No Country for Young Women, an episode that explores what it's like for Black women navigating the treacherous world of sex and dating. The fifth and last episode I picked up is Trapped in a Romance Scam, from Modern Love, an episode that explores the global dating scam and the pandemic-fueled loneliness of digital life. What I hope people to get out of this theme is the possibility of reflecting on the infinite ways in which love can make us connect. We live in a technological world that makes us believe that we are all easily connected and that everything and everyone are easily reachable. But when it comes to romantic love, we often find ourselves facing an old challenge, which is connecting with another human being. Thanks for listening. You can find me on Instagram at @ChiaraSantella_. I am the creator, writer, and sound designer of Love Items, one of the podcasts I chose for this selection. And I am the producer of L'Orecchio Domestico, an Italian podcast that analyzes the most common objects in our houses and reflects on their connection with history, art, and human nature. Have a nice day. Ciao!
Thank you to Chiara for curating this week's list of podcast recommendations and for sending in that voice clip. Chiara's podcast picks will be listed in the show notes of this episode so you can listen right now. You can also find them on our website, earbuds.audio. And did you know that you can be a curator for our newsletter too? Just click on the banner image of our newsletter the next time it lands in your inbox, or there's a link in the show notes. Next up, it's time for our Spotlight podcast pick. It's a bonus recommendation located at the bottom of our newsletter. This week, we're spotlighting Sapiens, a podcast for everything human. Here is a bit about the show. What makes you, you? And who tells what stories and why? In the fifth season of Sapiens, listeners will hear a range of human stories, from the origins of the chili pepper to how prosecutors decide someone is a criminal to stolen skulls from Iceland. You can find and listen to Sapiens, a podcast for everything human, wherever you get your podcasts. This week's list of podcast recommendations about modern love pairs well with the Jane Austen podcast with Allison Larkin. While fashion changes and technology evolves, there are just some things about being human that transcend time. And the persistence of those human experiences is why anyone can find themselves in the timeless, romantic, and funny novels of Jane Austen. The Jane Austen podcast with Allison Larkin brings a fresh voice to these classic stories. Each season will present an Austen novel with Allison Larkin's award-winning narration and feature chats with actors, writers, and other fascinating people who have one thing in common, a passionate love for Jane Austen. Thank you to our friends at Realm Media for pairing a fiction podcast with each week's list of our podcast recommendations. Learn more about Realm at realm.fm. And to close out the show, here's some podcast news and tidbits for the podcast enthusiasts among us. First, this week in Podcast the Newsletter, Lauren Pacell writes about a new newsletter from Shreya Sharma. It's a twice-weekly audio industry newsletter called Audio Currents. Shreya will be covering facets of audio, including but not limited to podcasts, streaming, audiobooks, music, and voice acting. Subscribe at recordical.com/audiocurrents. And the Fable and Folly Network has announced their 2023 Summer Listening Program. From June 4th to August 27th, listeners can download a bingo card from their website and tour the Fable and Folly roster of fiction podcasts. Submission of a full card wins you 50% off a subscription to Fable and Folly Plus. That's 70-plus shows, ad-free, with an exclusive feed featuring hours of bonus content from your favorite fiction podcasts. That's the end of this week's episode and this week's podcast recommendations. Thank you for listening. We'll see you here next week, but until then, go and listen to some podcasts. Feedback with Earbuds is written and produced by me, Arielle Nissenblatt, with help from Devin DiComo, our podcast and newsletter coordinator. It's mixed and produced by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. That's robotslap.com. This newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonsky. This show is listened to by you, dear listener. Yes, even you get a shout out in the credits. Bye.